The headlines for the Affordable Care Act could not be worse. It's a massive failure, a technological train wreck. The whole thing is a mess, right? And worse, it's confusing as heck. So what should American Indians and Alaska Natives do? Nothing. Don't do a thing. At least not now. There are plenty of days ahead to make important decisions about what the Affordable Care Act means to your family. This is what Indian Country needs to know. First, this whole enterprise, the Affordable Care Act, is about health insurance. The idea is to require every American to buy insurance because that lowers the cost for everyone else, the so-called mandate. But American Indians are exempt from that mandate. But this year, at least, in order to apply for the exemption, a lifetime exemption, the application has to be filled out in person. The whole online mess does not apply. Insurance itself is a complicated idea for Indian Country because what is called third-party billing has been such a small part of the Indian health system. You see, there is this odd American idea that links health insurance to our jobs. That's how most Americans now get their health care and will continue to do so, even with this new law. But that one element is a big difference for Indian Country. Only 36% of American Indians and Alaska Natives have insurance purchased through work. That's half the rate for most Americans. And 30% of us have no insurance at all. The Affordable Care Act is designed to change that. The new law offers incentives for people to get health insurance coverage at a reduced rate or even free. So why would American Indians and Alaska Natives purchase insurance? Valerie Davidson is Senior Director of Legal and Intergovernmental Affairs at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium.
So if you have received your care historically from the Indian Health Service or through your tribally operated program or your urban Indian program, you're still going to be able to get health care there. The challenge we have is that the Indian health system is actually only funded at about 50% of the level of funding needed, based upon the federal government's own analysis about what it costs to provide health care. And you know, anybody who's ever been to a tribally operated program or urban Indian program or an IHS facility knows that the services are limited, unfortunately, because there just isn't enough funding. So really, this is an opportunity to make sure that people also have additional health care coverage. The things that the Indian Health Service funding typically doesn't pay for is often some kind of medically necessary travel that isn't considered life or limb. So if you have an emergency, generally those are taken care of. If you need to be taken by ambulance or you need to go to the emergency room or perhaps a medevac, but it may not cover routine travel. So for example, if you live in a community where you don't have a dentist, or perhaps you don't have a dental health aid therapist, then and the only oral health care that's available is in a community over that you either have to drive to or maybe fly to.
Insurance that covers medical travel is one reason to buy, and there are other reasons as well. For example, a diabetes patient who's insured would get better care, more access to the best procedures and drugs. And American Indians and Alaska Natives are allowed to buy insurance coverage through the marketplaces on a monthly basis instead of waiting for set open enrollment periods. But the problem is that the insurance marketplaces are doubly complicated for Indian Country. Who's eligible? How much? And just what are the rules? The Government Accountability Office recently said that enrolling American Indians and Alaska Natives will only be successful if there is a major campaign to educate people about the expanded coverage options. That means hiring more people, lots of people, to help Native Americans navigate through this insurance maze. And that's not happening, not yet. But as Jacqueline Peta, Executive Director of the National Congress of American Indians, points out, there is already a model for that kind of campaign, last year's efforts to register Native American voters.
It's so critically important that tribes get engaged in giving direction. That tribes need to think about this as they would their native vote campaigns. They need to be able to have sign-up fairs so where they can actually answer the questions. Every time I go home or go anywhere, travel anywhere, this is probably the number one question I get asked these days. People are confused.
So will American Indians and Alaska Natives sign up for insurance? If that happens, it won't be because of a website in Washington, D.C. It will happen because someone in every clinic in the Indian health system explains to patients why insurance matters and how it means more money for all of us. I'm Mark Trahant reporting.